Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, what's going on?
I got to tell you, Patty, everybody's kind of scratching their heads on this one, but it is typical. I got to say it. You know, in San Francisco, they don't decide and they argue a lot of the times. But once they decide to do something, it gets done, whether it's a baseball waterfront park or the Warriors' new arena south of Market down in Mission Bay. Boom, it just happens and they throw everything at it. In Oakland, it's always something. In this case, we're talking about a situation that goes back for years. Oakland and Alameda County jointly own the Coliseum Complex, 155 acres out there that's got the stadium and the arena on it. All right. So for years, Oakland has wanted to take over the entire setup. And Alameda County is saying, sure, we'll sell it to you if you give us the money to get us out of our own debt there from the Raiders deal. Negotiations have been going on for years and have gotten nowhere, I think in part because Oakland just doesn't have the money for it. But whatever the case, this year when the A's announced that they were going to be building a new ballpark on the waterfront, they said, oh, as part of that deal, we want to develop that site for housing, for offices, for parks, for recreation. And we're going to pay the county $87 million for their share. Now that put the hackles up with the city of Oakland, who says, hey, wait a minute, we wanted first dubs on that. And they've sent a letter to Alameda County saying it's time to reconsider this. That's sort of a veiled threat and possible legal action. Alameda County turned around the very next day and sent back a letter saying, hey, here's 33 different times we've had meetings or correspondence on this going back 4 or 5 years, and we've yet to get an answer to you. Put up or shut up.
Let me ask you one of those brass tacks questions when it comes to political backlash. Does the basic voter, the average voter out there, really care one way or the other about this?
I think the basic voter out there is kind of concerned. You know, that Raider deal was such a disaster and left the city and county paying out hundreds of millions of dollars in debt fees that they're still paying off to the tune of $10 million each. So I think some county voters were saying, look, if we're going to sell something out there, let's at least get some money out of the deal. I think the average voter looks at this and says, okay, are you going to get it done or not? How long have we heard about an A's stadium? The Raiders are already packing up to go to Las Vegas. The Warriors are already crossed the bay to San Francisco, so maybe the average voter or sports fan says, are you going to get a stadium, a ballpark built or not? And this one just raises the specter. Because the question is, if you can't even decide who gets what portion of what in the deal, how are you ever going to get the deal going? Or is it just going to drag on for as long as it's been dragging on for now? That's, I think, what the average takeaway is.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.